KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Well, let's take a look at some high school postseason volleyball play last night. Regional volleyball action in Class 3A Region 2 saw Kemper Catholic down East Sac County in three straight. South Central Calhoun also advanced with a 3-1 win over Roland Story. In Class 3A Region 3, Red Oak a winner as they go the distance to defeat Shenandoah in a 5-game match. 15-10 was the score in the final game. Gilbert also went the distance to advance to face Red Oak in the next round. 3-2 win over North Polk last night. In Class 4A play in Region 1, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Carroll. 3-0. And Lamar's advances with a 3-game sweep over Storm Lake. In Class 4A Region 2, Sergeant Bluff Luton downing Harlan 3-2. That one went the distance also, with SBL just barely edging Harlan 15-13 in that fifth and deciding game. Glenwood also had to go the distance to pick up a win in advance, 3-2 over ADM, winning 15-12 in the decider. Also in Class 4A Region 3, Lewis Central topping Norwalk in three straight, while Dallas Center Grimes came from 2-2 to beat Ballard 3-2 last night. In Class 5A play, Region 2, Abraham Lincoln a winner as the Lynx beat Thomas Jefferson 3 in a row. West Des Moines Valley also advances with a 3-game sweep over Southeast Polk. Those winners move on in regional play. Well, the final Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country team rankings are out, just shy of this weekend's state cross-country championships. In 4A first, on the boys' side, it's Dowling Catholic on top, Pleasant Valley, Johnston, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and West Des Moines Valley the top five, followed by Waukee, Dubuque Hempstead, Ames, Iowa City West, and Linmar. The final five, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Cedar Rapids Washington, Ankeny, Sioux City North, and Dubuque Senior. In Class 4A, Johnston, Iowa City West, Dubuque Senior, Dowling Catholic, and Dubuque Hempstead the top five, followed by Cedar Falls, Ankeny Centennial, Waukee, Des Moines Roosevelt, Pleasant Valley, Urbandale, Linmar, Ottumwa, Southeast Polk, and Iowa City High. In 3A, on the boys' side, Decorah top-ranked with Gilbert, Dallas Center Grimes, Mount Vernon Lisbon, and Marion the top five, Grinnell, Carlisle, Clear Creek Amana, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Center Point Urbana, the middle five. Bondurant Ferrara is the 11, ADM 12, followed by Sergeant Bluff Luton, Nevada, and Clear Lake. On the girls' side in 3A, it's Dubuque Wallert top-ranked with Decorah, Humboldt, Pella, and Ballard the top five. Dallas Center Grimes, North Polk, Glenwood, and Anamosa, along with Charles City, are the middle five, followed by Spencer, Grinnell, Bishop Heelan Catholic, Denison at number 14, and then Benton, rounding out the 3A girls' top 15. On the boys' side in Class 2A, Mid Prairie, George Little Rock, Garner Hayfield, Ventura, Tipton, and South Hamilton are the top five. Sioux Center, Sheldon, Okoboji, Applington, Parkersburg, and Des Moines Christian, the middle five, with Williamsburg, South Hardin, Unity Christian, Monticello, and East Marshall, the top 15. In girls 2A, Mid Prairie top rated there as well, with Monticello, Woodbury Central, Kingsley Pearson, Crestwood, and Cascade the top five. Iowa City Regina is 6, Williamsburg 7, Shenandoah in at number 8. Milford Okoboji and Danville New London round out the top 10 with Waukon, Unity Christian, Emmitsburg, PCM, and Applington Parkersburg the rest of the field. In Class 1A on the boys' side, Nottoway Valley still ranked number 1 to finish off the season. Bellevue, Madrid, South Winneshiek, and Starmont are right behind them in the top 5. Pekin, Woodward Academy, Hudson, Tri-Center, and ACGC round out the 6 through 10 spots with the final 5, Calamus, Wheatland, Denver, Ogden, St. Albert, and Earlham. On the girls' side in 1A, it's Hudson, Central Decatur, Lansing Key, Panorama, and South Winneshiek, the top five. Denver, Marquette, Eagle Grove, Newman, and Logan Magnolia round out the top 10, followed by Alta Aurelia, Pekin, St. Edmund, Baxter, and AHSTW in at number 15 in that poll. Well, Clayton Kershaw and the Los Angeles Dodgers have opened the World Series with a victory over the Houston Astros. Kershaw tossed 7 stellar innings, and Justin Turner launched a tie-breaking homer in a 3-1 win against the visiting Astros. The 3-time Cy Young Award winner struck out 11 and allowed only 3 hits, including Alex Bregman's game-tying homer in the 4th inning. L.A. took a very early lead as Chris Taylor homered on the first pitch thrown by losing pitcher Dallas Keuchel. Taylor became the first player to homer in his first career World Series at-bat since teammate Chase Utley did it for the 2008 Phillies. Bregman knotted the score at 3 innings later, but the Dodgers regained the lead on a 2-run blast by the red-hot Turner in the 6th inning. Turner entered the series hitting 387 with 3 homers and 12 RBIs in 31 at-bats during the postseason. Keuchel was reached for 3 runs and 6 hits over 6 2/3 innings. Kenley Jansen worked the 9th to pick up the save. The Astros are now 0-5 in World Series games, having been swept by the Chicago White Sox in their only other appearance 12 years ago. Game 2 is set for tonight at Dodger Stadium. Rich Hill starts for the home team. Justin Verlander goes for the Astros. He's won all 9 of his appearances since he was acquired by Houston on August 31st. By the way, that 103-degree temperature at first pitch is believed to be the warmest in World Series history, dating to 1975. That shattered the previous high of 94 degrees for the opener of the 2001 Diamondbacks-Yankees series in Arizona. On now to football, where Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes need to show some mental toughness as they prepare to host Minnesota. The Hawkeyes are 4-3 overall after dropping a 17-10 decision in overtime at Northwestern.
So to lose, you know, 3 games at basically at the end, of all 3 of those games, it's disappointing, a little bit frustrating, certainly, and not easy for the players to deal with. So, you know, the biggest thing we have to do right now is get back up on our feet and really go to work on solutions and see what we can do about performing better on Saturdays.
Ferentz expects senior linebacker Josie Jewell to be back against the Gophers. He was ruled out of the Northwestern game with an injured shoulder. Iowa's run game is struggling. The Hawkeyes only managed 89 yards on the ground against the Wildcats.
Yeah, we want to run the football. We want to pass it successfully, too. And, yeah, we've done both with success. You know, there are some years we've run the ball better, and other years we've been pretty successful throwing it. But ultimately, we want to be able to do both efficiently. And to that point, I mean, we're not running the ball well enough right now, effectively enough to be where we want to be.
Well, injuries have left the Hawkeyes with a pair of freshman tackles in Alaric Jackson and Tristan Wirfs, and Ferentz says both continue to make progress. The last 2 games against the Gophers have gone to the wire, and Ferentz expects nothing different Saturday.
They had a good football team last year, and you know, we had to fight our tails off to beat them up there. There's nothing easy about that game, nothing easy about the one 2 years ago. And they've done a good job. They're well coached. They play hard, play with a lot of energy, and they've got a lot of good players. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full once again.
The Golden Gophers are also gearing up for that game at Iowa Saturday. Minnesota snapped a 3-game skid with a 24-17 home win over Illinois this past Saturday. The Gophers are 4-3 on the season, 1-2 in Big Ten play. Gopher head coach P.J. Fleck says he's honored to be part of the Floyd of Rosedale game.
When you actually start to think about the history, you know, of the Floyd of Rosedale in 1935 and how it originated and what it was made from and the governors and the bet they had, and it's just very special. This is why you play in the Big Ten, and this is why you coach in the Big Ten. This is why you come to the University of Minnesota to play in all these historic rivalries. It's very important.
Fleck says it's a rivalry game. You can't get consumed by it, but Iowa, Minnesota is a big one. He also says he looks forward to letting his team take part in the first wave to the Children's Hospital near Kinnick Stadium.
I think that's my favorite tradition in college football. And I know it's just started. That is my favorite one. For them to be able to do that, that's special. Those are moments and memories. Fans, players, the children in that hospital are going to remember the rest of their lives. And some of those children in that hospital have a very, very short life left. You know, I really look up to Iowa to do that. I mean, that's something that I would love to do if it hung over our stadium. That's how you make a difference. You know, that's why college football is really special, is for traditions like that. And you know, we'll participate in that as well, and we look forward to it. And you know, hopefully that rivalry will be able to create something special for all the children in that hospital.
We'll have that game for you Saturday, an odd start time, 5:30 kickoff. That's a weird one. 3:30 will be the start of the pregame show on Saturday. TCU coach Gary Patterson says he's not surprised by Iowa State's 5-2 start to the season. The 4th-ranked and unbeaten Horned Frogs visit the 25th-ranked Cyclones Saturday in a key Big 12 conference game.
Really good group of coaches. Done a great job. I told people at media days So I watched Iowa State at the end of last year that they would be a team that everybody better pay attention to in the 2017 season, and have not been wrong.
Patterson says the Cyclones have improved up front on both sides of the ball.
They're very physical. You watch the Oklahoma game, watch the Texas game. You know, they've become very physical. They're doing things, and you know they're doing a great job of coaching too. Because you know, you look at scheme and say before the play even runs, well, here's where they're going to go because here's where the weakness is, and that's where they're going.
That's a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday, TCU visiting Ames to face off against the Cyclones this weekend. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.